There was no one who did a better job of keeping the commandments of God in the Bible and the traditions of the Jewish scribes better than the Pharisees. They were the greatest at doing that. And one of their accusations against Jesus was that he came to destroy the law and the prophets, that is, to destroy the Old Testament. Listen to what Jesus said. Matthew 5, verse 17. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one little tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, I am amazed at that saying, aren't you? The Pharisees kept every bit of the law and the traditions of the scribes, and they thought that it made them righteous, but evidently it did not, because Jesus indicates that there's a righteousness that exceeds that of the Pharisees. It is the righteousness that comes by faith in God and by receiving the Spirit of Jesus in our heart. And then when we walk with God, His grace is sufficient for us, and it gives us a righteousness that exceeds the dry and routine righteousness of the Pharisees, which was just an outward observance of a bunch of rules. But in us, through Jesus Christ, by means of the Holy Spirit, there is a righteousness not of our own, but a righteousness that comes from God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for that righteousness that exceeds that of the rule keeper, of those who follow every bit of a code of conduct. And I believe in your commandments, just as Jesus said, he's not coming to abolish your commandments. Your commandments are precious to me, to love you and to love others as you have outlined in your Ten Commandments. I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me today that righteousness that comes from faith in Jesus Christ, that I may walk with you and that I might be saved and enter into the kingdom of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.